Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. We have a wonderful guest with us today, Nancy Binger, the Executive Director of the Huntley Chamber of Commerce, who's going to tell us all about the great things that are going on with the Huntley Chamber and upcoming events. Nancy, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you. Thanks for always having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, that's great. How are things going at the Chamber in your membership and what have you?
Oh, so well. We're having a great year in 2022. We are up to 289 members, which is a positive 24 net so far this year. We have 40 new members that have joined in 2022. We've had lots of engagement at events and on social media. And I'm just really focused on giving our members the tools for building relationships and networking and marketing. And then also really working on the community connection. I feel like one of the issues we had before was just that nobody in the community knew what the chamber was or what they were doing. And so that's been really a focus for mine. And through social media and through some new community events, we've been able to really get our brand and, kind of our purpose and mission out there to the community.
What do you think is encouraging 40 new members to join?
Well, we have a lot of energy and synergy going right now, and Huntley is growing, and there's just a lot of purpose and focus with what we're doing. And I think, after COVID, people are wanting to get connected and they want to, try something new. And me starting this year, I brought a few new things. And so people are curious. And I think people are happy with the results and relationships are being built. And because Huntley's growing, there's a lot of new faces around and new business owners and leaders. And people want to get to know them and get to know each other and get connected. And so the chamber is the way to do it. It's the tool that allows that to all happen.
That's great, and I'm sure that it's got to be encouraging to you to go and look at where we were when the chamber started in 1992 and where you are today. That's got to be a credit to all the hard work you're doing, Nancy.
Well, so many have come before me to build the Huntley Area Chamber. I just feel honored to be able to, start here in its 30th anniversary and start to launch it into, its next chapter. A lot has changed since 30 years ago, and chambers are definitely needing to reinvent and pivot and, be a new model and not be the way that chambers were always before, because obviously so much has changed with technology and marketing and that kind of stuff. But it's super exciting to celebrate our 30th anniversary. In 1992, there were, just a few members, and there are 22 original charter members still in the chamber. And I'm actually going around and doing a little celebration for each of them. So I'm learning a lot about the history of the chamber from some people, including yourself, that were involved with the chamber 30 years ago. And I just am so grateful for that longevity and that history that those members have given us. And, just really reminding us of like how it all started and why we're here. And so it's been really fun to celebrate with them.
That's great. I know when we signed up as a charter member many years ago that the whole idea was to support the community and support the chamber. And you've done a really great job in bringing it along, developing it, and expanding it and growing it, Nancy. So that's a credit to you and your hard work.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's been fun. It doesn't feel like a job. It's really fun.
So now the fun things. What do you got coming up?
Speaking of fun, our next big signature event that the Huntley Area Chamber is hosting is our golf outing. It's coming up on Friday, September 16th at Pinecrest, so right here in Huntley. And we're really trying to make it a very memorable golf outing. And we're adding a whole bunch of new things this year just to really spice it up a little bit and have it be super fun, but also very purposeful with networking and relationship building. And there are foursomes and sponsors still available. We are almost sold out on our sponsorship list, but there are a few available. And I believe we've got a few foursomes left, but we definitely are filling up, so it's been exciting. It's open to the public, so you don't have to be a chamber member to sponsor or play. So anybody is allowed to do that. And you just need to go on our website, huntleychamber.org, and go under events, golf outing, and you can sign up for a foursome or a sponsorship opportunity.
So once you have this this outing underway, when the 18 rounds of golf are played, then do they get together for a sandwich or dinner or something like that?
Oh, you know there's a party afterwards. I don't do any events without a big party.
Okay.
So, yes, afterwards we are having a meal, and we have an awesome silent auction and raffle event going on during that I don't know if it's, I guess it's dinner, lunch, it's midday, some, I don't know what
right.
that's called. and we have some really incredible experiences that we're going to be auctioning off. So we're going to try little things different this year. Instead of doing, you know, kind of your normal raffle baskets, we're going to do experiences. So I know we have Cubs tickets and we have Brewers tickets and we have wine tasting events and an awesome Sohop Brewery event. And foursomes at some of our country clubs and, yeah, a whole bunch of other fun things to auction
Well, I know
off.
You had the Cub tickets because I gave those to Janet Sisson at the First National Bank.
Busted. Yes, that is where we did get them. Yes.
Right. The
Nice. Thank you.
What will a menu be, a sit-down or would it be a buffet?
Yeah, so it's going to be a buffet. And there also, so there's going to be some breakfast items because it starts at 8 a.m., and then there's going to be a like hot dog and chips at the turn. And then there's going to be a sit-down buffet meal afterwards.
So now we're on the next phase of what's happening in Huntley right now. What's new as far as businesses are concerned?
So we have had a summer of grand openings and ribbon cuttings. For the first like 3 or 4 months on this job, I started in January. There were no, you know, ribbon cuttings or grand openings. And then, holy cow, they just started coming like wildfire. And I don't think we're going to stop anytime soon because, as most people know, the growth in Huntley is just going crazy right now. So over the last, let's see, 2 months, maybe 6 weeks even, we've had 4 pretty significant grand openings or ribbon cuttings. We started with Love Story Bridal, which is a bridal store opened by one of our Huntley residents, Magdalena Kasger, and she opened it. It's right outside the Wing Point subdivision in that subdivision, and she's got the most gorgeous dresses and jewelry, and I believe she also has some evening gowns, like Mother of the Bride dresses. And it's just incredible. She has some unique connections in Poland. And so she has some dresses that you won't find anywhere else. It's just an incredible store. And so I encourage anybody that's in that market for wedding attire to reach out to her. She takes appointments. I think her website is mylovestory.com. Or something like that. It's Love Story Bridal. And then we have Ritual Boutique, which was opened a couple years ago up on 47. Stephanie Bailey moved it to the square, and it's Ritual Boutique and Facial Bar. She does facial services and then has a boutique of clothes and accessories, and it's a great place to just check out. Warhouse Barbell is a strength training facility on 47, opened by 2 Huntley High School graduates that had a gym in their basement, and they served high school and college students, and they just grew out of their 600-foot space and now are in a 6,000-foot space in Algonquin. And we had their ribbon cutting, and they blew... I mean, it was so crowded and packed with the support from the community. And my social media numbers that day were blown out of the roof. I mean, the support for these guys has been awesome. The Yeidos family is incredible, and what they're doing is awesome. So they're already talking about expansion, and they barely are past their grand opening.
Great.
And then Hampton Inn, which everybody... has been waiting for a long time. Huntley has a hotel, and everybody's very excited about it. And we had their grand opening. Six chambers got together to celebrate the grand opening of the Hampton Inn. They are now taking reservations. And I know they had their first wedding party recently, staying at the hotel. And George Cochran's their general manager, and he is the perfect chamber member. Let me just tell you, like, he showed perfectly how you can get involved with the chamber and how you can rally support and get connections. And because of the work he did for the year prior to the Hampton opening up, he had so many people at that ribbon cutting. It was the biggest one that people are telling me, the biggest one that we've ever had for the Huntley Chamber. And what he's doing over there is just so unique and like kind of outside of the corporate, normal corporate box, that he's making it very community friendly and unique to Huntley. So it's awesome. We have a hashtag, Be Like George, hashtag Be Like George, because he really has done an awesome job getting that place ready and connecting with the community. So I hope that people use him as an example of how you can get your business going if you get involved with the chamber and really rally support if you do it right.
These are awesome stories. I mean, each one of them is a story in itself, and it's really awesome, and it's great to hear because it's vibrant and it brings life and an expansion to the city, and that's really great to be able to see that happening. Also, you just hosted a bag tournament, Nancy?
Yeah, so back to the fun and the community event. This is a community event that was started last year, and then this is our second annual bags tournament. And it was so much fun. I was, you know, I'm not a bags player, cornhole player, and, you know, I'm not really super familiar with, you know, these events, but it was so much fun. And what made it so much fun was there was so much involvement from the community, and like this whole big random group of people just became like best friends over the day. Like, it was just so fun. So we had 36 teams, 14 sponsors. We made $5,000 for the chamber. So this was a fundraiser for our chamber. And there was even a professional cornhole player who just won the national championship the week before, and he was there, and he actually won it, which some people weren't totally happy, but they were so excited to meet him, so it was really fun.
That's awesome, Nancy. And just a reminder, everybody, you're listening to 101.5 FM WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station, and we are talking to Nancy Binger, the Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. That sounds terrific. 36 teams and 14 sponsors for the bag tournament.
Yeah, it was really a fun day. And so it was hosted by Sohopt. So they were the perfect venue. They were just awesome hosts. And, you know, that big parking lot gave us all the room we needed. And it was a little rainy in the beginning of the day, but then it ended up to be a beautiful day. And so we'll definitely be doing that event again next summer. And, you know, I hope to get us, you know, like up to 50 teams and 20 sponsors. Like, definitely has potential to be a very successful signature repetitive event for our chamber.
Okay, so now let's talk about the Huntley Hootenanny Glow Run, September 10th.
Yeah, so I serve on the Huntley 158 Educational Foundation Board, and I just started, and they are doing such great work to raise money for student scholarships and teacher grants and, you know, all kinds of other things to advance, you know, excellence amongst our students and teachers. And so their signature event is the Huntley Hootenanny Glow Run. And this is the fourth year that they've done it. And it's actually the biggest glow run in the Midwest. They're expecting about 3,000 runners this year. And they just take over downtown Huntley. It's a 5K and it's at night. And so everybody wears their glow necklaces and has glow sticks and neon and, you know, and anything, any flashing lights and fun stuff. And it's just an amazing event. And so I just want to encourage everybody to register. And there is a deadline coming up, And so you have to get in there. Otherwise, it is going to get sold out. There's going to be raffle prizes, 50-50 raffle, and there's fireworks. So it is going to be an amazing night, September 10th in the evening. I think it's 7 o'clock. Sorry, I don't have that memorized, but I think it's 7 o'clock. You can go online and find out more about that. And it's just become one of our signature events in Huntley that the whole community gets involved with. And it's to raise money for a great cause.
And the registration ends on 8/25.
Well, that is to get the t-shirt and goodie bag.
Okay.
But the registration will still be open. It's just that's a deadline for the t-shirt and goodie bag.
Nancy, there's a run start in downtown Huntley?
Yes. And then it goes around into the neighborhoods a little bit. And it's just an amazing event.
And you've got also a fall festival coming up September 23rd.
Yeah. So Huntley has a organization called the Huntley Fall Festival Foundation. And they have been running the Huntley Fall Festival for years. This year, it's September 23rd to 25th. And just, again, another signature Huntley event that the whole community comes out for. I mean, this event is incredible. There's something for everybody. And I have to mention that there are awesome bands. So Seventh Heaven is performing Friday night. And then In the Sticks and Recaptured, which is a Journey band, I believe are on Saturday, and High Infidelity is on Sunday, and there's a whole bunch more. You can look on their website. It's up to date, and with every time they schedule somebody or get a sponsor, they update it, so you can check that out. And there's going to be fireworks on Saturday night. There's a carnival with unlimited ride specials, so you can get that wristband for your kid and send them there to go on as many rides as they can in a certain time frame. There are craft show. Admission is free, and they are still looking for sponsors. So if you want to get your business in front of a lot of our community, pretty much everybody, this is a great event to sponsor. So you can check out their website and find out more information about this.
And where will this fall festival be held, Nancy?
It's in Dyke Park and the Park District parking lot. So they pretty much take over that whole area by Stingray Bay and Dyke Park.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's a great event.
And if they want to be a sponsor, who do they contact?
Yeah, so look on their website, Huntley Fall Festival. I believe it's huntleyfallfestival.org, and you can, they have all the contact information on there and the sponsorship levels and the forms that you need to fill out.
So now, what lies ahead? What do you hope to accomplish in the months ahead and the remainder of 2022 and going into 23, Nancy?
Yeah, so 2022 has been a whirlwind. You know, you just kind of jump into the job and just try to figure out what the you know, most urgent things are to do. And for me, the biggest thing I wanted to do was just get everybody reconnected because of COVID and all the limitations that put on running a chamber. So getting people reconnected and getting our signature events back going. So as I look to 2023, one of the things that I want to do in these final months here in 2022 is to create new membership tiers. Updating those membership tiers in a way that really serves our members better and builds in some social media and marketing aspects that we don't have right now. In these last couple months, I'm looking for about 15 to 20 more new members. I want to get us over 300, which is where we were pre-COVID. So we haven't had 300 members since the fall of 2019. So we're almost there, 11 more. And then I want to push us over the edge a little bit. And then I have a whole bunch of new events that I want to add in 2023. I'm not going to reveal all the details of those, but I have some cool things I want to do. And it just, again, I want to focus some on member-to-community connection. I think we do really well with connecting our members to each other, but I want to expand our community connection, like how the Bags Tournament did. how our Easter egg scavenger hunt did in April. And so there's a few more events that'll be coming that will do that. So the community can be looking out for those.
Nancy, you mentioned the different levels. Can you talk about the different levels a little bit?
Yeah. So we have a non-for-profit level, and then we have different tiers after that. So we have kind of our basic membership that is currently $275. And then we have the next level that's $495, and they, you know, get a little bit more benefits at that level. And then we have our executive club members, which is at $800. And again, just more benefits. They get more opportunities to sponsor things. They get kind of the first rights to some sponsorship opportunities, plus some extra benefits. And those are our levels right now. And so I feel like we maybe even need some extra levels or just kind of some rearranging of some of our membership benefits. Just kind of really encouraging members to invest and for us to be able to give them better benefits back.
So if we wanted to kind of dangle out there a few ideas you got for 2023 coming up without giving too much away, can we add a little temptation to what you think?
Well, so for the events, one of them that I feel I'm pretty far along is going to be called Pizza, Puzzle, and Pitchers. And it's a community event. Anybody can sign up. You can sign up in a team of four. And you sign up, it's team of four, and each team gets a large pizza, a 300-piece puzzle, and two pitchers of beer. And whoever can finish all of those first wins the prize. And so there's an entry fee, and then...
Now, wait a minute, Nancy. Yeah. Is it finish the beer first or finish the puzzle first?
You got to finish all three. Pizza, puzzle, and pitchers. And whoever finishes it wins a cash prize. And the puzzle will be a collage of chamber member logos that are sponsoring this event. And so in the process of doing this, you'll learn about different chamber members that choose to sponsor this event. And so that is like something. And I think we're going to do that in January just to spice up the winter a little bit. So.
I think you need to do a video of that because I think it's going to be really hysterical
to
see
so fun.
When halfway through the pitcher beer and halfway through the puzzle. That should be hilarious.
I think we'll have like some kind of team dress-up contest too. So you have to have like a theme and your team has to all dress up. You know, we have fun in Huntley, so that'll be one thing.
Would that be held at like a Pinecrest or something like that?
Yeah, well, either Pinecrest or maybe the Legion. Yeah, so one of our members will host that. We'll see which one makes the most sense. So that's like an example of one of the events. And there's just so many more, but that's the one that's kind of about to unfold because it's coming up in January. So,
you know, folks, this is all being done by the hard-working efforts of Nancy Binger, the executive director of the Huntley Chamber of Commerce. And you could tell by the excitement in her voice that it's not only a good program, but it's an exciting program. And it's one that you want to be a part of and participate in because she's making it fun and she's making it enjoyable. And this most recent one that she's tantalizing us with, this beer and puzzle thing, is only the beginning.
Yes.
And I'm sure there's a few more, right, Nancy?
Of course, yes. That's all I can share with right now. But just hang on, because there's more where that came from.
I love this top secret stuff.
I just don't want to give you too much, because I got to make sure I got things organized before I start advertising them. Otherwise, I got to be held accountable to that.
And one last thing real quick. If you want to become a new member, is there anything special to entice someone to join, to say, come on, join the Huntley Chamber?
I mean, you get to hang out with me. That's pretty good.
All right. Okay.
No, I mean, it's just a way to get connected with local business members. So, yeah, you hopefully will get customers or you get referrals or, you know, you'll get foot traffic. But more importantly, like, you become part of this family of business leaders and business owners, and just like we're all like-minded. We all love Huntley and we want this Huntley area to grow. and do well and advance. And so if you're a part of this, you get to be a part of that. And the more we all collaborate and support each other, then the more successful it will be. So it's just a great way to, help Huntley and also grow your business.
Well, I think you could tell by Nancy's excitement in her voice that she's really into what she's doing, takes great care and effort into how she does it to make it fun, make it enjoyable, and make you want to participate and become a member of the Huntley Chamber. We want to thank Nancy Binger for being here today, the Executive Director of the Huntley Chamber of Commerce. And remember, folks, you've been listening to 101.5 FM, WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio station. If you go to huntleycommunityradio.com and click on Contact Us, you can get more information. And we hope that you had a really good day. And thank you for listening. Take care, everybody.